Chapter 12. The Leveson Inquiry. Cleaning up press conduct. In July 2011, Prime Minister David Cameron announced that the government would set up a public inquiry into the culture and ethics of the press, press relations with the police, and specifically into the allegations of widespread phone hacking at News International. The inquiry would be led by a judge, Lord Justice Leveson. The inquiry held public hearings throughout 2011 and 2012, publishing the Leveson Report in November 2012. The Leveson inquiry would be divided into two parts. According to a press release, part one of the Leveson inquiry would be addressing the culture, practices and ethics of the press, including contacts between the press and politicians, and the press and the police. It is to consider the extent to which the current regulatory regime has failed and whether there has been a failure to act upon any previous warnings about media misconduct. And part two, the extent of unlawful or improper conduct within News International, other media organisations, or other organisations. It will also consider the extent to which any relevant police force investigated allegations relating to News International and whether the police received corrupt payments or were otherwise complicit in misconduct. As for part one of the report, Lord Leveson found that the Press Complaints Commission was not an effective regulator of press conduct. The members of the commission were too close to the organisations they were supposed to be regulating, so that they did not effectively regulate press behaviour. Leveson suggested that an alternative, independent regulatory body be set up. Although he suggested that membership of the new complaints body should be voluntary, he also suggested that those refusing to join should be open to special punishments if they should break the rules of conduct established by the new body. The press complained bitterly that this new body represented state regulation of the press and was against British traditions of free expression. However, following the revelations of how extensive the list of victims of phone hacking had been, including victims of crimes, the families of British soldiers killed overseas, and victims of the terrorist attacks in London on July 7, 2005, the public was in no mood to allow the press to continue to regulate itself as it had done before. The report also suggested changes to Britain's data protection law and to relations between the press, the police, and politicians. The inquiry had heard evidence from a large number of people, including representatives of the victims of press intrusion into their private lives, various media organisations, police and politicians. Most notable was the inquiry requiring Rupert Murdoch, the head of News International, and his son James, head of News International's UK operations, to appear and give evidence. Their appearances were widely ridiculed as being unbelievable, as they claimed to have no knowledge or memories of specific cases of criminal activity at their companies. The seemingly unapologetic attitude of the Murdoch family at the inquiry convinced many that the corporate culture of News International itself was part of the problem. Recognising the depth of public anger at his company, James Murdoch had announced that the News of the World would cease publication after its last edition on July 10, 2011, ending 168 years of history. However, the paper was replaced by News International in February 2012 when it launched a new tabloid, The Sun on Sunday. News International is also a major shareholder in Britain's largest satellite TV broadcaster, BSkyB. The company had received approval from the government to buy the shares in BSkyB that it did not already own. But as a result of public anger, it was forced to abandon its takeover bid. As a result of the scandal and the various investigations into it, several people have been forced to resign from News International, including the chief executive of its Dow Jones subsidiary in New York. The commissioner of the London Metropolitan Police, Britain's most senior police officer, Sir Paul Stevenson, also resigned from his position. Over 90 people have been arrested for illegally acquiring information or other related crimes following police investigations beginning in 2011. Of these, several have received jail sentences, including David Cameron's ex-media advisor, Andy Coulson. The scandal has had a profound effect on how the British think about how news organisations should conduct themselves in contemporary society.